A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin, Daf Beis, the beginning of the new Masechta. Theoretically, it's page 3, the start of Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin belongs to the section of Mishnayos and of Talmud called Nezikin. We began with the three Masechtas known as the Bavos, the Gates, Baba Kama, primarily dealing with damages, Baba Metzia, largely dealing with things that are entrusted to somebody else, and Baba Basra, which had a significant amount regarding real estate. But in any case, those three gates, so to speak, which were sometimes viewed as one large Masechta, are the start of the volume, the section of Mishnayos called Nezikin. We are now up to Sanhedrin, and as Tosfos tells us in the beginning of the Masechta, Achar Sheshana Dinim Bitlasa Bavi, after we were taught laws in the three gates, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra, Mashmi Einu, we are now going to be taught Bekama Danim Osam, how many people are necessary in order to judge such cases, and from there we're going to branch off into all kinds of other judgments. But we're introducing the judicial system, and that's the theme of our introduction. We learnt what the law is, but now we've got to apply it, and not every case is going to be clear or is going to have people cooperating with what the law is. How do you proceed? And those are the laws of the Sanhedrin of the judges. Now, one of the important concepts which will emerge already in the first daf is that the way the Jewish judicial system is definitely strikingly different than what we're familiar in the American system. We have a concept in the American system, United States system, of a hung jury. If the people appointed to judge the case cannot reach consensus, then it's considered a problem. In a Beis Din, the people appointed to judge the case, typically great scholars, but those people do not have to come to a consensus in order to reach a ruling. We're going to see, Ein Beis Din Shakul, that a Beis Din is not an even number. The numbers of Beis Din are 3, 23, 71. It's always an odd number, and that's because it's not expected to be a unanimous decision. It's expected to be a vote, which was the result of significant debate. And based on that healthy debate, truth will emerge. In fact, we encountered this in general regarding Torah study. The Gemara at the end of Brachas, Samach Gimel Amud Beis, tells us, Cherev el habadim she'oskim b'Torah, a sword upon those who study on their own as individuals, and they don't interact with others and hear other people's opinions. Mitapshim, they become foolish. They do not get sharpened by debate by other people. In today's psychological terms, we call it the risk of groupthink. If you don't have debate and you only deal with people who are like-minded. Ad kidei kach, this concept goes so far that we have a rule that in a capital case where you're judging someone's life, if there is no dissent, litova, to exonerate the person, to find them innocent, then you can't convict them of the capital punishment. There has to be a healthy amount of debate. We even have a rule that if everybody is saying that he's guilty and they want to convict him, so one person says, oh, I'll make believe, I'll take the side of the defendant in order to be able to convict him, you're not allowed to do that. There has to be genuine debate in order to reach the truth. And so the Mishnah begins, Dine Mamonos Bishlosha, the laws of finances are judged with three people, three judges, and typically they would be great scholars who are able to sufficiently debate the topic. One may end up voting to exonerate, one may vote to find guilty, and the third one would be machria. It would be a vote of two against one, and that would be the ruling issued from the collective body of three. Let's skip down after a long list of different items and how many judges they need to the fifth line in the wides. At the end of the line, Dine Nefashos Be'esrim Ushlosha, capital cases, cases, let's say, murder or other capital offenses, are going to require 23 judges. Moving down further, about midway in the wides, the first word on the line is Ushlosha, and then there's a two dots, and then we begin with the third level of a court, which is the court of 71. There was only one court of 71, and that would typically be sitting in the Lishkas Hagozis in the Beis HaMikdash. I say typically because when they left from the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so there was such a thing as a Beis Din sitting elsewhere. But that was the grand Beis Din, was typically Lishkas Hagozis in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Donin Loas HaShevet V'Loas HaNovi Sheker. They would not judge against a tribe that had done something wrong or a false prophet, to clarify if he's indeed a false prophet. Veloas Kohen Gadol, the honor of the Kohen Gadol, if a judgment was against him, Ela al pi Beis Din shel Shivim Ve'Echad, it had to be the judgment of 71 judge court. Ve'ein motzin l'melchemes harishus, and you can't go into battle, Ela al pi Beis Din shel Shivim Ve'Echad, unless you consulted with the Beis Din. Indeed, when Shmuel encounters David and sees that he, by nature, is a warrior, so Hashem said not to worry. David has the capabilities of war, but he won't go into war without consulting the Sanhedrin. There's a checks and balances which David himself, as a righteous Jew, observed. It's an interesting concept that a battle is a religious process. They have to consult the religious body of the court system. So the concept of three judges is fairly readily understood. There has to be some debate, and there has to be a third person so that it could be effectively judged by vote. Where do we come up with the numbers for the 71 and the 23. So count up from the bottom about 10 lines in the middle of a line. Sanhedrin Gedola Haisa Shal Shivim Ve'echad U'Ketana Shal Esrim U'Shlosha. The largest court was 71, and the smaller court, but still capable of judging capital offenses, was 23. Minayin L'Gedola Shi Shal Shivim Ve'echad. How do you know the 71? Shenema, the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Baaloscha, Esfa li shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, that Moshe was to gather 70 people, sages, in order to create the court. Umosha al-Gabeyan, and Moshe is on is the leader is the Av Beis Din, and that's the 71. Next line, Uminayin Liktana Shishosh Esrim Ushlosha, and how do you know the Beis Din of 23? Shenemar, and here we really have the thought process of the court system. Vishaftu Ho'eda, the court is judging. Vitzilu Ho'eda, and the court is saving. They're trying to exonerate him. So Eda Shofetes Ve'eda Matzelas. We need a group called Eda, a congregation that is judging, and a congregation that's saving. Hare Kan Esrim, that's 20. Because we know that a congregation is 10, just like we have by a minyan, and similarly, we learn it in its original form from the Meraglim, from the spies, who were 12, but only 10 of them were bringing back a bad report. Yehoshua and Kalev were saying good, and the Pasuk says, Ad Mosai lo eda hara'a hazos. Until when regarding this bad congregation? So 10 people constitutes a congregation. So you need 20 people for sure on the court. You need a congregation saying guilty, a congregation saying innocent. Uminayin lahaviot shlosha, how do you know we add another 3? Because the Pasuk says, Losia achare rabim l'ra'os. You don't go after a mere majority to do bad, to find him guilty. So you do follow a majority to make him innocent. A majority of one would be enough. But when it comes to majority to find guilty, it needs a majority of 2 in order to find guilty. And therefore, hatiyascha l'ra'a al pi shenayim, being that the hatiyascha, the leaning towards guilt, is going to be 2, so the Mishnah on Amud Beis tells us ve'ein Beis Din shakel, and you can't have a Beis Din of an even number. So you started off with 10 plus 10, and then you need another 2 in order to find anyone guilty. Besides the debate of the 10 and the 10, you need another 2 because it has to be a majority of 2. Ve'ein Beis Din shakel, and a Beis Din will not be an even number. Mosifin aleim od echad, so we add 1 more. Harei kan esrim v'shlosha, and that's the source for the 23 judge court. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.